We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CEO of the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School, Brian Hayden, joins us. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the Voice of Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. Good morning. Good morning, Kevin. It's great to be on KDK today.
Thank you very much for joining us. A lot of people have heard about it over the years, but are not quite sure what it is. It's been 20 years already. You've revolutionized education. Quickly introduce us to PA Cyber Charter School.
Well, Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School is a Midland Beaver County-based public statewide charter school. We'll start this year with over 11,000 students. We have students from every county in Pennsylvania and from every one of the 500 school districts that make up the school system in the Commonwealth. And we are a K-12 comprehensive online school.
Now, you're an online school. A lot of parents are fed up with trying to deal with their particular district right now. Because of are they going to open? Are they going to delay? Taxes are raising, lack of a plan by the local districts about the school year that starts in just a few weeks. How popular is the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School right now?
Well, our enrollment inquiries have been explosive. That's, I guess, the best term to use. This started in early July and has continued up through now. To kind of put this in context a little bit, we typically don't even start getting serious enrollment inquiries until the beginning of this month in August, and we hit over 11,000 students at the end of July, because our charter has a cap on it of 11,677 students, the PDE came up with that number. The Department of Education, they use a formula for that. We're at this point putting new student inquiries on a wait list, and going to see as the month comes along how many of those additional inquiries and people interested that we can accommodate. But normally when we start school, we have about 9,500 students, and then students can enroll throughout the school year. So in February or March is when we hit the 11,000. A number. So it's been a very, very different year for us so far. And to your point, that the two reasons that parents are giving us as to why they're seeking a cyber school option this year, number one is the health and safety of their students. And of course, the number two is their frustration with the continuity of education was provided in their traditional schools after March 13th when schools were shut down through the end of the school year.
Wow, that's quite a demand for your product, that's for sure.
and that's consistent. There are 14 cyber charter schools in Pennsylvania, and this is consistent for the other 13 too. They're seeing the same kind of similar enrollment patterns. Yes.
Wow. So you do not have the classrooms, but you do have the physical capacities in each classroom, right? So you have 11,667 students. But you have different numbers that you have to hit in each classroom, so there is a limit per classroom, correct?
Correct. Yes, we do live instruction, so we have a teacher teaching online, and the students are in the classroom. So the same way that you couldn't stuff 60 kids into a traditional brick and mortar classroom, we can't put 60 kids into a virtual classroom and expect there to be a high quality of teaching and learning going on in that environment.
Well, how long is a class? Because a lot of people say, the way that some of these public schools are trying to do it, the kid just can't sit in front of the computer that long. How interactive is it?
Well, in our virtual classroom, it's just like you would have in a traditional school way. It's, you know, about a 50-minute class. The students, schedule their classes throughout the day. So there are breaks in there. So when, you know, in a traditional school where you might have study hour or lunch, study hall or lunch period or something like that, our students have free time and they can take a break. But they take a break without being in the same building that they're learning in all day. Especially for younger children, our parents have told us that they love this because in between a class, if the weather's good, the kids can go run around for a little bit, you know, get their energy out, or do something besides sitting in front of the computer screen all day. But it is very much like a traditional class. You know, they interact with the teacher, they interact with each other, they can work in small groups, they answer questions, take assessments, and so forth. It's just on a computer screen.
Now, a lot of school districts seem to lack the structure for online learning right now. A lot of them were caught off guard with the pandemic, obviously. Why are they not able to adapt as quickly? Why are they so far behind? Can't they just do a Zoom meeting with the students?
Well, online education is its own sector of public education. And like you mentioned, we're getting ready to start our 20th school year this fall, which we're very proud of. I mentioned to you that we started with desktops and dial-up internet, so to think that we're now at laptops with Wi-Fi and broadband. But, you know, over those 20 years, PA Cyber has learned how to be the best cyber charter school possible. You know, we have teachers who have been doing this for 16, 17 years, and they've learned how to create lesson plans. They've learned how to engage and interact with students. We have online tutoring, online counseling, online advising, online clubs, for that matter, and online field trips this year. But the other part, too, is the instructional technology. So instructional technology is something that we have made, you know, millions of dollars in investments in over the years. And it's not just the laptops that the students receive, but it's the support that is back in Midland, where we're headquartered, to allow these classes to be robust, to allow them to be interactive. And, we've developed expertise in the people who run that. The other thing is we have our own PA Cyber Help Desk. These are PA Cyber employees that, you know, work out of PA Cyber offices. So if a parent or a student has a technology question, they call a number, and they get somebody who does nothing more than support PA Cyber students all day, every day. And so that, you know, we're able to offer this really comprehensive support for the students, not only what occurs in the classroom, but what supports the classroom experience, whether it's, you know, like I said, helping students through the day, or if it's the technology that sits behind the classroom.
You've been Education of the Future for 20 years now. How do parents pay for the PA Cyber Charter School, and is it a private public partnership?
Well, no, we are a public school chartered by the Department of Education, so we're reimbursed by the student's home school district based on a formula that's determined by the Department of Education.
Okay, gotcha. CEO of the Pennsylvania Cyber Charter School, Brian Hayden, thank you very much for joining the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline this morning.
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the school and hope every student in Pennsylvania has a good, successful start to their 2021 school year.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the great work.
Thanks. Good morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.